Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I don't know if this is going to be more difficult today, giving the financial report following lunch, than it is giving a financial report following breakfast. I know some people are inclined to take afternoon naps, and if numbers don't put you to sleep. But these are important, and I'm going to do my best to move through them expeditiously, but would certainly call your attention to them as I proceed. As Secretary Treasurer of the Beef Board, it is my responsibility to give you a brief report of the Beef Board's financial statements through June 2010. The Board's financial statements are located in the Board book. That's the green books. Any of you that didn't pick one up as you came in the door, there should still be some in the back, but it's in the green book under the Financials tab. And we'll begin on page 52. Page 52 contains the Beef Board's financial highlights as of June 30th. This is a good place to get an overview of the Board's financial situation. I will cover most of these financial highlights during my presentation. Page 53 contains a graph of the Board's revenues since 1996. The graph shows that year-to-date revenues are about equal to last year, which were at a 22-year low. In fact, for the past 2 years, assessments have been at the lowest amount collected by the Board since 1987. I'll talk more about the Board's revenues in a few moments. Page 54 presents the summary of the Board's FY 2010 amended budget of $43.8 million. This schedule also presents the Board's total budget of $53.3 million. The total budget includes the remaining budgets for all open projects that were funded this year and in prior years. Page 55 presents the Board's statement of assets and liabilities as of June 30th. Cash and short-term investments increased by $5.8 million during 2010 to $20.1 million as of June 30th. CBB continues to invest in U.S. government agency securities and certificates of deposit that are FDIC insured with maturities of 1 year or less. These investments comply with the Agricultural Marketing Service investment policy. The weighted average yield of our investments was less than 1% at approximately 0.3% as of June 30th, a decrease of 0.16% over the past year. During the fiscal year 2009, the Board advanced program funding in the amount of $2 million to its primary contractor, NCBA. This advance was made to ensure that NCBA had the funds necessary to pay checkoff program expenses prior to billing the Board for costs incurred. Advance payments are available to all of the Board's contractors, although no other contractors have requested an advance at this time. In fiscal year 2010, the Board approved a $350,000 increase to the Board reserve, bringing the total reserve to $3.35 million. Our reserve was established to be used as the Board may deem necessary, with the approval of USDA. There are $216,000 in additional funds available for next year that have been included in CBB's budget for FY 2011. Additional funds result from excess unspent budgets from projects that were completed and closed during the current year. Funds appropriated for budgeted expenses represent funds collected by the Board that are available for budgeted expenditures as of June 30th, but not yet paid by the Board. On page 56 is the Board's statement of revenues and expenses. Assessment revenues collected as of June were $32.2 million. Assessments are 0.9% higher than last year at this time. Collections received from state beef councils have increased by $811,000, or 3%. Importer revenues have decreased by $515,000, or a negative 9.9% compared to last year at this time. Interest revenues are at $32,000, which represents a 90.2% decrease compared to last year. This decrease is the result of lower interest rates. If domestic and importer assessments continue at the current pace, then total revenues for 2010 should be in line with our revised revenue projection of $40.25 million. Total program expenses were $25.1 million for the first 9 months of FY 2010, which is a decrease of $3.6 million compared to last year. This decrease is the result of our budget reductions in 2010. USDA oversight costs are lower in 2010 as of June due to the timing of invoices received from AMS, but we anticipate this expense to increase by the end of the year. Administration expenses paid during the first 9 months of 2010 were $1.3 million. This is $23,000 higher than last year. This increase results primarily from higher employee compensation. The increase was partially offset by a decrease in legal fees, software development costs, office equipment expenses, and board meeting travel expenses. Once again, we project that administrative costs for 2010 will be below the 5% level or limit that is established by the Act. If you have any questions concerning the June financials, I would encourage you to call me or Catherine Ayers at the Beef Board office. And, Mr. Chairman, that concludes my financial report.